When the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers faced off in Super Bowl LIV, an estimated $6.8 billion was wagered across America. While millions of casual fans placed bets based on team loyalty or gut feelings, a select group of professional bettors approached the game entirely differently, as a complex mathematical puzzle with potentially profitable solutions. The Logic of Sports Betting by Ed Miller and Matthew Davido has become the Bible for this analytical approach, earning praise from professional gamblers and sportsbook operators alike. Unlike typical gambling guides promising unrealistic win rates, this book reveals the true mechanics of the sports betting marketplace. Warren Buffett reportedly keeps a copy on his desk, not because he bets on sports, but because he recognizes the parallel between finding market inefficiencies in stocks and in point spreads. The book's practical wisdom has made it required reading at several university sports analytics programs, reflecting its status as perhaps the most influential text on modern sports betting theory. The fundamental misconception most bettors have is treating sports betting like solitaire, scanning lines for off prices without considering the competition. In reality, sports betting is a multiplayer game where you compete not just against the house, but indirectly against other bettors. Every bet has a counterparty, someone at the sportsbook who believes they'll win against you. This dynamic creates a complex ecosystem where success depends not only on your analysis, but on understanding and outmaneuvering other market participants. When market-making sportsbooks post lines, a feeding frenzy occurs as professional bettors quickly bet on mispriced lines, causing immediate adjustments. It's like Black Friday shoppers rushing for limited doorbusters. The best opportunities get snatched immediately. Professional betting syndicates often employ automated systems that can place hundreds of bets within seconds of a line opening. These systems simultaneously monitor dozens of sportsbooks, identifying and exploiting even tiny pricing discrepancies before they disappear. This competitive dynamic explains why most bettors lose despite feeling they have good information. You're not just predicting games correctly, you're competing against others trying to do the same thing, often with better tools and information. The professionals aren't just watching the same games and reading the same injury reports, they're building sophisticated models, tracking line movements across dozens of books and reacting within seconds to new information. They employ teams of analysts, use machine learning algorithms, and maintain extensive databases of historical statistics and betting patterns. The key insight is to avoid betting into major markets that have been extensively examined. Instead, seek virgin lines, markets offered at only one sportsbook, or brief opportunities like in-play betting, where you face less sophisticated competition. Think of it like fishing. You'll catch more in a secluded mountain stream than in a heavily trafficked public pond where the fish have seen every lure imaginable. Focus on niche markets like lower division sports, obscure prop bets, or regional competitions where professional attention is limited. Understanding market dynamics is crucial. Sharp money, professional bets, typically moves lines early, while public money flows in closer to game time. This creates patterns savvy bettors can exploit. For example, in heavily publicized games, the public often overreacts to recent performance or media narratives, creating value on the opposite side. Similarly, early morning lines often offer better value before professional money shapes the market. Success in sports betting requires thinking like a trader rather than a sports fan. You must understand not just the sport, but the market microstructure, timing of information flow, and behavior of other market participants. The goal isn't just to pick winners, it's to find spots where you have a genuine edge over both the house and other bettors. The fundamental concept in sports betting is the break-even percentage, the percentage of time a bet must win to neither gain nor lose money long term. This isn't based on how often a team actually wins, but on how much the bet pays when it does. Understanding this concept is crucial because it reveals the true cost of each wager and helps bettors make more informed decisions. For American odds, calculate break-even percentages using these formulas. For plus numbers, plus 120, divide 100 by 100 plus the number equals 45.5%. For minus numbers, minus 110, divide the number by 100 plus the number equals 52.4%. For example, if you bet $100 at plus 150 odds, you need to win 40% of the time to break even. At minus 150 odds, you need to win 60% of your bets. This dramatic difference in required win rate, despite similar-looking odds, demonstrates why converting odds to percentages is essential for comparing betting opportunities. Sportsbooks make money through the hold, the spread between what they buy and sell bets for. A standard minus 110 market has a 4.5% hold, which is significantly higher than most casino games like blackjack, 0.5%, or baccarat, 1.2%. This hold creates a substantial hurdle for bettors to overcome before they can profit. Consider that a bettor must win 52.4% of their bets at minus 110 odds just to break even, a feat that's much more challenging than most casual bettors realize. The hold percentage varies dramatically across different betting markets. Multi-way markets, those with three or more possible outcomes, often conceal much higher hold percentages, sometimes 7 to 15%, that are difficult to calculate at a glance. For instance, a typical three-way soccer betting market might show odds of plus 150, plus 200, and plus 180 for win, lose, or draw. While these odds might appear reasonable individually, they combine to create a hold percentage above 10%. Sportsbooks have become increasingly sophisticated in maximizing their hold. They frequently convert natural two-way markets into artificial multi-way ones by separating out ties as a third betting option. This seemingly minor change typically increases the hold from around 2% to 7% by converting pushes into wins for the book. For example, instead of offering traditional spread bets with push possibilities, books might offer win by 1 to 3 points, win by 4 to 6 points, and so on, each option carrying its own vig. Understanding these break-even percentages isn't just mathematical trivia. It's the foundation of intelligent betting. Without this knowledge, you're essentially shopping without looking at price tags. Smart bettors constantly evaluate whether their true win probability exceeds the break-even percentage implied by the odds. This analysis must account for both the underlying probability of the event and the extra hurdle created by the bookmaker's hold. Contrary to popular belief, sportsbooks don't have armies of super nerds calculating every line. Instead, they use three approaches: a small team of quantitative analysts, copying from other sportsbooks, and price discovery, with copying being the most common method. Market-making sportsbooks set the initial lines that others copy, similar to how gold prices are established by commodity exchanges. These market makers use price discovery to determine the right price, though there's no objectively correct line, just what the market will accept. They post initial lines with low betting limits, then systematically adjust based on betting action. This process reveals the market's opinion on the appropriate price through actual betting behavior rather than theoretical analysis. Market makers leverage their information advantage by tracking every bet's details: who placed it, when, at what price, for how much, and the bettor's history. They profile players on a scale, typically 1 to 5, based on skill level, with recreational bettors at the low end and sharp professionals at the high end. When conflicting bets come in, they move lines more aggressively based on sharp action. Most sportsbook lines originate through price discovery at one primary market-making book for each sport, with other books copying these lines. This creates a fragile system where one book's line movement based on a single bet can trigger copycat moves across the industry without actual betting activity. Understanding this ecosystem reveals why public money rarely influences line movement significantly. Despite media obsession with public money versus sharp money, this information rarely helps bettors find good opportunities. Since retail books shadow market makers regardless of customer action, public money has minimal impact on line movement. The fade the public strategy typically fails because public money doesn't meaningfully influence how lines are set. Sportsbooks operate along a spectrum between two primary models, market makers and retail books. This distinction fundamentally shapes how they approach different sports, manage risk, and interact with bettors. Market-making books embrace a high-volume, low-margin strategy that mirrors financial trading operations. They welcome sophisticated bettors, maintain betting limits often exceeding $50,000 per wager, and typically hold only 2 to 3% of handle. Their business model relies on massive turnover. They might process billions in annual betting volume while targeting a mere 1% profit margin. This razor-thin margin makes them particularly vulnerable to regulatory costs, taxes, and compliance fees. Notable market makers like Pinnacle Sports and Circus Sports have successfully operated this model, though it requires exceptional risk management and operational efficiency. Retail sportsbooks employ a more conservative approach focused on recreational bettors. They implement sophisticated customer profiling systems and maintain restrictive betting limits, often as low as $500 to $1,000 for suspected professionals. Their hold percentages typically range from 5 to 7% in major markets and can exceed 10% in derivative markets. Unlike market makers who adjust lines based on betting action, retail books generally maintain static lines to prevent sophisticated bettors from exploiting price disparities between books. They evaluate large wagers individually, accepting them primarily from customers with losing track records. The complexity gap between major markets and derivative markets creates distinct opportunities. Major markets, point spreads, money lines, game totals, are priced efficiently through sophisticated modeling and heavy trading volume. However, derivative markets, including player props, alternative spreads, and period betting, often lack robust pricing mechanisms. Many retail books rely on basic algorithms or manual adjustments for these markets, creating inefficiencies that informed bettors can exploit. This market structure creates clear strategic implications for different types of bettors. Professional bettors typically focus on major markets at market-making books, where they can deploy significant capital despite thin margins. Meanwhile, derivative markets at retail books, particularly those slow to adjust to news, injuries, or lineup changes, offer more substantial edges for bettors who can identify pricing inefficiencies. The challenge lies in maintaining access to these opportunities as books quickly identify and restrict winning players. The evolution of these business models continues as the U.S. sports betting market matures. Some operators are attempting hybrid approaches, though most find it difficult to balance the competing demands of high-volume sharp play and recreational customer retention. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for both bettors seeking value and operators managing risk. The key to successful sports betting is finding zero-hold synthetic markets by combining the best prices from different sports books. When one book offers Diamondbacks plus 140 and another offers Rockies minus 140, you've created a market with 0% hold, where there's essentially no penalty for being wrong, but significant upside for being right. Even micro-hold synthetic markets, like Diamondbacks plus 138, Rockies minus 140, with just 0.35% hold, provide similar advantages. Occasionally, you might find negative hold opportunities, like Diamondbacks plus 142, Rockies minus 140, which are called scalps. These represent risk-free profit opportunities. You can also create zero-hold markets by using related markets. For example, converting between point spreads and money lines in NFL games allows you to find value across different bet types. This approach, sometimes called chasing steam, involves watching for significant line movements and betting at sportsbooks that are slow to update their odds. The winning approach isn't figure out what you want to bet and then shop for the best price, but rather find games where you can create zero-hold markets between sportsbooks, then decide which side you prefer. Most bettors do the opposite. They start with a hunch about a game and then look for prices, and most bettors lose. Rather than providing specific betting recipes that would quickly become obsolete, the core principle for finding good bets is to attack sportsbooks where they're vulnerable while avoiding their strengths. Sportsbooks have several key advantages over bettors: multiple traders monitoring prices, mathematical models for derivative and in-game prices, comprehensive betting information about their customers, and most obviously, the hold. Bettors can counter with two key advantages: specialization in specific sports or market types rather than trying to cover everything, and developing mathematical models focused on specific exploitable phenomena rather than general predictions. Understanding market dynamics is crucial in sports betting. When you place a bet and the line moves in your favor afterward, like your Reds plus 138 bet moving to plus 115, that's market agreement. Other serious bettors agree with your assessment. This is a strong positive indicator that you found value. Conversely, if the line moves against you, like Reds plus 138 moving to plus 170, that's market resistance. Smart money disagrees with your bet. This is a critical warning sign that you've missed something important. Never double down on bets facing resistance, as you'll build your largest positions on your worst bets. Closing line value, CLV, serves as a powerful performance indicator. If you consistently get better prices than what's available at closing, you're likely finding good value. As a rule of thumb, if your average CLV exceeds half the hold, you're probably on the right track. The key to profitable sports betting is targeting weak markets rather than strong ones. Strong markets have multiple market-making books using price discovery, large betting limits, widely available information, and lower holds at market makers. Examples include English Premier League soccer, NBA, and NFL sides. Weak markets typically have one or no market-making books, small betting limits, limited available data, or are niche markets. Examples include NBA player props, minor league baseball, and fighting sports. Paradoxically, events with enormous public interest, like Super Bowls, can also create weaknesses in otherwise strong markets, as the weight of public money can temporarily skew lines. Within individual sportsbooks, you can identify market strength by examining hold percentages, betting limits, and frequency of line movements. Higher holds and lower limits typically indicate weaker markets the sportsbook feels vulnerable on, while frequent line movements suggest stronger markets with more price adjustments toward efficiency. Derivatives are betting markets whose prices can be logically derived from main markets like point spreads, money lines, and totals. These include first half, quarter, inning bets, and alternative spreads slash totals. Pricing derivatives properly is challenging even for market makers. When they take action on one market, like the spread, but not on related markets, like the money line, they face difficult decisions about how to adjust prices across all related markets. Derivatives like first quarter or first inning bets are often weak markets because their prices aren't tightly connected to major markets. Opening lines frequently rely on outdated charts or rules of thumb that don't account for sport evolution or game-specific factors like teams that strategically lose opening tip-offs or football teams' kickoff preferences. To exploit derivatives, bettors should build simple pricing models using comparable historical games while accounting for how sports change over time. However, some derivatives, particularly first-half markets in major sports, are now priced almost as sharply as main markets, so bettors should be cautious and more willing to bet off derivatives at softer books than at sharper ones. Game props offer excellent opportunities when sportsbooks fail to properly adjust prices based on game context. For example, the "Will one team score three consecutive times" prop varies significantly with the spread and total. While casual bettors find this counterintuitive, it's actually more likely in games with lopsided matchups and lower totals. Other exploitable NFL props include total field goals, total touchdowns, whether the first scoring team wins, whether the game ties after 0-0, the type of first score, and late first half scoring. The key is finding props whose fair values vary significantly with the spread total but aren't properly priced by books. Props create massive vulnerability for sportsbooks by expanding their attack surface. Instead of managing just a few markets per game that can be easily pegged to market makers, books must maintain dozens of props that can't be easily benchmarked. The beauty of props is that they're often priced based on the main line and total when created, but rarely updated when new information emerges. While main markets adjust for injuries or weather changes, props frequently remain static. Books also make critical errors by copying prices from competitors while accidentally changing wording, like two or more versus more than two touchdowns. Player props are particularly exploitable when news affects individual performance but barely moves the main line. Examples include benched power hitters affecting pitcher strikeout props or injured cornerbacks impacting receiver yardage props. While often dismissed as sucker bets, parlays can actually be powerful tools for winning bettors. The key advantage is circumventing betting limits. When a sportsbook limits bets on vulnerable markets, parlays can dramatically increase effective betting volume. A three-leg parlay of 50-50 bets nearly triples actual betting volume, allowing bettors to get significantly more money down on advantageous lines despite nominal limits. The most lucrative opportunity comes from correlated parlays, where winning one leg increases the likelihood of winning another. Though sportsbooks try to prevent obvious correlations, some allow certain combinations that create an edge. Examples include college football games with huge spreads, parlaying favorites with overs, and baseball games, road teams with overs. In-play betting generates tremendous industry excitement because it multiplies betting opportunities throughout a game, potentially increasing from 1 to 2 bets to 10 plus per contest. However, this creates a fundamental challenge. While pregame lines emerge through price discovery at market-making books, in-play lines must be generated almost instantly during brief timeouts with no time for market consensus. This speed requirement leads to frequent pricing errors falling into three main categories: mistaken game state, wrong score, yard line, or possession, failure to account for game-specific factors, and fundamental modeling errors. These mistakes occur because in-play lines are typically generated by algorithms combining game state information with pre-game data, then transmitted to sportsbooks who may post them with or without adjustments. Finding profitable in-play betting opportunities requires developing an intuition for pricing by comparing different models throughout a game. The most effective approach is identifying two sportsbooks using different pricing feeds and watching for significant disagreements during timeouts. When evaluating which price is right versus wrong, apply logical reasoning about what happened between timeouts and how it should affect odds. For example, in football, burning 3 minutes in the first quarter while moving from a kickoff to a punt should reduce the total by approximately 2 points. A book showing minimal adjustment is likely making a mistake. A critical rule: only place in-play wagers during timeouts, never while action is ongoing. Television broadcasts typically run 18 plus seconds behind live action, even longer with streaming services, while sportsbooks use real-time data feeds. This delay means what you're seeing on screen has already happened and the lines have already adjusted accordingly. Counterintuitively, aiming for a 60% or higher win rate is actually undesirable when betting sports. If you can identify 67% winning bets, you can also identify 60%, 55%, and 53% winners, and there will be many more of these lower-edge opportunities. The optimal approach is to make every bet with a positive expected value, regardless of win percentage. Making 5-67% bets plus 50-55% bets will generate more profit than just the 5-67% bets, even though your overall winning percentage decreases. An angle is any factor with a predictable, quantifiable effect on a bet's outcome that isn't accounted for in the line. All three qualifications must be met for an angle to be profitable. While winning angles exist everywhere, those that remain profitable long-term in liquid markets are rare. To identify whether an angle is unaccounted for in the line, you must understand how the line was created. Weak lines typically represent backward-looking league averages based on historical data, which fail to capture recent changes in game dynamics. The most powerful approach to profitable betting is systematically reducing the sportsbook's hold. Starting with the typical 4% hold, use every available technique to chip away until you create a negative hold in your favor. You don't need to find massive edges. Small advantages applied consistently are more practical and profitable than chasing unrealistic 60% win rates. The process involves comparison shopping across multiple sportsbooks, converting between different point spreads and derivatives, and adding small edges from angle plays, weather factors, or market movements. When you combine multiple small advantages, you can turn the sportsbook's hold negative and create profitable betting opportunities. Sports betting, like poker, is a multiplayer game where you must evaluate opponents and identify the sucker in each transaction. Your opponents aren't casual Joes, but smart professionals and other skilled bettors who read analytics websites, look at data, do research, and follow breaking news. Despite these challenges, sports betting expansion creates more opportunities through increased props, derivatives, in-play bets, and marketing promotions that can be exploited before sportsbooks perfect their math.